Hello, for Thursday, December 10th, 2009, this is Brian Madden. Today I'm in Chicago, where we have winter storms at our Advanced Enterprise Virtualization Summit. We're talking about desktop virtualization and server virtualization, and I want to take a chance now to talk about today's article on brianmadden.com, which was actually about some fun news that we learned yesterday. Red Hat, actually, the company who bought Kumranet last year, has open-sourced the SPICE protocol. So could this become a free alternative to ICA or PC over IP? So yesterday, Red Hat used what was arguably the worst titled press release ever to announce that they were open sourcing the SPICE remote display protocol. Now, SPICE was developed by Kumranet a few years ago and made a huge splash at Bri Forum 2008 when they demoed the software-based SPICE protocol on a client with multiple monitors, high-def video, audio, games, everything. If you visit brianmadden.com, you'll see some links of some demos of the SPICE protocol as well as their sponsored breakout session from Bri Forum 2 years ago. Anyway, so Kumranet, they made a SPICE, they made a splash with their SPICE, and actually, well, I guess later that summer after they kind of came out in 2008, Gabe and I were actually hired by Kumranet to perform an independent analysis of the performance of the SPICE protocol and as it to see how it compared to RDP and ICA. We actually wrote a paper about that with our findings, although I don't actually know if that paper was ever published. I mean, there was allegations, by the way, from people, the audience, who were like, oh, did they pay you to, you know, shut you up? The results were bad or whatever. I don't know what happened. You know, they paid us for the paper. The paper was actually very positive. SPICE was really cool. Their VDI product was really cool. I think what happened was Red Hat was in the process of acquiring them, and our main contact had other things on his mind besides our little protocol analysis. Anyway, though, so later that year, we're still talking September of last year, so over a year ago, we wrote about the Red Hat acquisition, Red Hat acquiring Kumranet. And we said that, you know, we thought the main reason that Red Hat did acquire Kumranet was for the KVM hypervisor. So Kumranet, in addition to having the SPICE remote display protocol, had this open source KVM hypervisor, which competes against the Xen open source hypervisor. We weren't really sure whether Red Hat actually cared about desktop virtualization at all. So let's fast forward to today. Red Hat is evolving Kumranet's VDI product into a product called Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization for Desktops. That's actually currently in beta and available to play with. And of course, with yesterday's announcement, they're converting the SPICE protocol to a full-on open source remoting protocol. Now that SPICE is a sort of vendor neutral independent remoting protocol, it has it's nice because it actually exists, unlike other ones like Net2Display. What impact will this have on our industry? And I guess really that depends on how good SPICE is. So, okay, how good is SPICE? I mean, is SPICE a better RDP? Will it give Citrix a run for the money for HDX ICA? Did VMware just waste a lot of money on PC over IP? Is Net2Display even more worthless now? Well, part of this technical analysis that Gabe and I did in 2008 we actually recorded a bunch of videos comparing the performance of running a set of user scripts on three protocols, SPICE, ICA, and RDP. And again, if you go to brianmadden.com and hit up that article, you will see links to those videos. For those videos, we actually did three use cases for each protocol, which was a single display, a multiple display, and then a multimedia use case. So our sort of analysis, I mean, SPICE was really, really good. Now, I guess it's important to point out, we did our testing in a non-bandwidth constrained environment, so the bandwidth consumption data is not really valid, since any remote display protocol will take up just about as much bandwidth as it possibly can when it's not capped. So we were just sort of trying to compare the architecture itself of the protocols. But, you know, that said, SPICE is actually fairly advanced when it comes to bandwidth, too. So it makes determination of the client capabilities, the characteristics of the network, and other parameters to automatically change its behavior to provide the best user experience possible. So in some cases, it might be sending raw graphics commands to the client, which are processed there. In other cases, it might send what amounts to screen bitmaps down to the client, just depending on the scenario. Now, what's important to know about SPICE, though, is that the architecture of the SPICE remote display protocol is a bit different than ICA and RDP. While ISA and RDP are made up of two components, remote software component in the OS and the client, Spice is actually made up of three components. So it's like a three-tiered architecture. So the first tier is the component of Spice that runs in your remote guest operating system that you're connecting to. That's actually a virtual graphics adapter running in the VM, which really is just like ICA or RDP. The second component is a client component. This is the Spice client software. And this, again, is just like ICA and RDP. But the third component, and something that Spice has that's different than ICA and RDP, is there's actually a component that runs on the remote host. So there's a hypervisor component, which is actually a virtual graphics device, which the hypervisor makes available to the virtual machine. So I guess one way of something we should point out there is that means Spice would only ever work as a virtual machine, not as a native thing. So this is interesting because last month we actually wrote an article on BrianMadden.com asking whether the future of remoting protocols is going to be based on three-tiered architectures such as Spice. Now, not all of our commenters thought that was a good idea, but there's actually a lot of evidence that the industry is going down that path anyway. So Microsoft has already told us that one of the ways that their Callista technology is going to make it into RDP is going to be via Hyper-V extensions that essentially provide virtual GPUs to guest virtual machines. And even Citrix's HDX 3D leverages CUDA-enabled host-side NVIDIA GPUs to provide specialized capabilities for encoding 3D graphics to the remote hosts. And then, of course, now VMware has built a software-only implementation of Teradici's PC over IP protocol. Now, today's software PC over IP is two-tier only, so it's more like traditional ICA and RDP. But that's actually because VMware just needed to get it out the door, and they needed to do it pretty fast. I really wouldn't be surprised if we also saw, in the future, some kind of ESX-based processing capability exposed to their VMs to really accelerate what they can do with PC over IP and Vue. The point being, though, is that this this sort of multi-tier, three-tier protocol architecture, that's not necessarily something that only these sort of crazy Red Hat Spice people are doing. We're seeing that in a lot of places. So that said, so if Spice seems decent and it's out there and it's open source and openly available, what impact could this have on us in our industry? And I guess the result of Red Hat open sourcing Spice, there's really two things that could happen. The first, which is kind of a no-brainer, is obviously the actual Spice protocol itself could get better. Maybe that leads to more support for Red Hat Enterprise Desktop Virtualization. Maybe people in the community make it better. Maybe other vendors, like maybe Dev and IT yesterday had a press release saying that they fully support Spice. So maybe Dev and IT make some improvements in the client infrastructure so that they can make the Dev and IT thing clients work better. So open sourcing it from Red Hat standpoint, I mean, obviously they're a big open source proponent. This is certainly not a bad thing in general. So that's good for them. But the second impact it could have, and certainly the question that's actually on everyone's mind, is whether Spice would make it into any other desktop virtualization products out there, and if so, if it'll matter. Well, I don't know. Let's think about that. I mean, I guess the first important thing to consider as we're thinking about that is that today's version of Spice, it only connects to remote hosts running on KVM-based hypervisors. And there are no VDI products apart from Red Hat's that actually support KVM as the hypervisor. Now, maybe that will change because it is open source. But remember, this isn't necessarily going to be as easy as someone just making Spice work on ESX or Hyper-V or whatever. Because since Spice is a three-tiered protocol, it would require, I'm guessing, some changes to the underlying hypervisor itself to actually expose that virtual GPU into the VM that then Spice can leverage. So will someone make that? Will we ever see that? I'm not sure. I mean, I guess we can kind of think about the potential vendors who are out there who could potentially do this. I don't see Citrix doing this because, any Citrix product you buy, you already get the HDX or ICA with all their products. So they have no incentive to support another protocol. Microsoft already has their plans for something very similar to this with Callista. So, and they're probably almost done with that. And it's probably going to be part of RDP, so they don't really need to do this. I guess that just leaves VMware, but now that they spent their money and their hundreds of engineers' effort on PC over IP, I'm not sure if they actually have incentive to add another protocol, especially, again, if it means changing ESX. So where does Spice end up? Like, maybe we'll see just a port of Spice to Zen-based hypervisors. I guess maybe that's an easy thing to do, although I don't really know since I'm not a developer and I don't understand really the sort of core differences between the KVM hypervisor and Zen. But even if a version of Spice comes out for the Zen-based hypervisors, okay, great. I don't really think it kind of changes our world too much. And the bottom line, you know, Spice as a protocol is I love it. And I would love to see it being everywhere. But I kind of feel like everyone now who needs a remoting protocol already has one. So, you know, I'll put a high probability on the Zen-based Spice at some point. And obviously I'll put a high probability of Spice getting better on KVM. But other than that, I'm not too sure. If you have thoughts, then I encourage you to join the conversation today on brianbedden.com. Thank you so much.